The Cottonwood Extension District has a series of events coming up for producers in the region. Agent Stacy Campbell talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. You have a lot of stuff going on, just a slew of events. You want to tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, James. We really aren't holding too many in-person events right now, but, you know, with technology, we can do a lot of these things virtually. So we have decided to go forward and offer quite a few things virtually in Extension. And when I say we, it's kind of myself and the other agents in the area have been kind of planning virtually on Zoom meetings ourselves to have several different Zoom programs for our ag producers. On the livestock side, Alicia Bohr, my counterpart co-worker in Great Bend, they've got a series of livestock programs coming up. She's actually got the first one, well, not the first one, but one coming up this Thursday, January the 28th. It's called a winter ranch management seminar. There's going to be kind of a series of those around the state, and Hayes is one of the locations, but when I say locations, it is going to be virtual. But the Cottonwood Extension District, along with Walnut Creek, Phillips Rooks, and Midway and Post Rock Extension Districts are all planning and helping sponsor this winter ranch management program, Thursday, January the 28th. So it is virtual. It's going to be 6 to 9 p.m. in the evening. Some of the topics will be bull management considerations, vaccine management and storage, cow and replacement heifer nutrition programs for a successful breeding season. Also, one of the things we do, James, on these programs is we are able to see people's questions as they type them in into like the chat box in Zoom, or if they're on YouTube, there's a place to type in those questions, and they'll be monitoring those questions, and they'll send them to the speakers, and the speakers will address those questions. So it's still, yeah, it's not as good as face-to-face, but you still can ask questions and get them answered. And instead of me sitting here rattling off links, I would just say that we've got the information posted up on our website, on our calendar, on our website, and I'll give that address at the end here, and that would be the place to go look. You do kind of need to register for them because you'll need to get a Zoom link. Some of these are also being put up on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and there will be links for those as well. And then also we've got some, Alicia's got some other livestock programs I'll mention, but on the crop side, we're doing the same thing. We've got a series of crop talks coming up in February for kind of the northwest, north central area. They're going to be all on Tuesdays starting at 10:30, and they're going to be an hour long. The first one's going to be soil fertility questions from growers for the 2021 season. We actually sent out a survey asking them what are the hot topics for soil fertility. So our K-State speaker is going to address those questions. That's going to be Tuesday, February the 2nd at 10:30. And then following every Tuesday at 10:30, we're going to have another program, one on weed management, mainly about controlling pigweeds on February the 9th at 10:30. Another one the following Tuesday on February the 16th at 10:30 on corn insect resistance, rootworm and western bean cutworm resistance in corn. The following Tuesday at 10:30, grain sorghum weed control is going to be talked about by our weed specialist. And then the next Tuesday at 10:30 on the 24th, sorghum insects, aphids, headworms, and chinch bugs. And then we've got two other programs in March on Tuesday at 10:30, alfalfa management and the weevil update, and then dryland corn dynamics on March the 9th. And once again, we'll have the registration information up on our website. Also, Alicia, the livestock group has got programs coming up here as well in February on Thursdays, February the 4th, the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th, all starting at 10:30. And the first one's going to be Understanding Pregnancy Loss by a veterinarian at the K-State Vet School and Diagnostic Center. The next one on February 11th is post-calving nutrition, and there's some other programs down through the month on Thursdays at, I believe, at 10 o'clock. And they're going to be 30-minute programs. And once again, we'll have that registration information up on our website, which is www.cottonwood.ksu.edu. So that's cottonwood.ksu.edu. And then if you want, you know, if you didn't catch all that, you can sure give us a call at our office here in Hayes at 628-9430.
Very cool. You know what else I like about your website? You have a ton of just really cool information, and not just about agricultural-related stuff. Community things, master gardener information, community development, all kinds of cool stuff.
Right, yeah, James, appreciate that. We do. Yep, horticulture, lawns, gardens, trees. Yeah, there's some up there on community development, vitality. That's the nice thing about our organization is, you know, we have people that are specialized, whether they're on campus at K-State or they're also spread around the state in kind of area locations that they can help us. And so if we can help any of our listeners out there, give us a call. We've got a lot of different resources. I mean, that's kind of what we do, is we try to bring the university to the people through kind of unbiased research-based information.
Yeah. And, you know, as you're talking about these events, I don't know if you mentioned it. I don't know if I missed it maybe, but usually these seminars or these live events, they're free as well to attend, right?
Yes. Yes, they are. They're free. Yep. You just need to, like I say, even though we're doing these virtually, most of the time you need to kind of register. That way you'll get a link if you're going to do it Zoom. Sometimes if you're going to do it YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, the link might kind of be already on the information, but still it'd be best to give us a shout to via, you know, phone call, get on our website and look for those links to get registered, however you want to do that. But yeah, basically they're free. Sometimes there is a little bit of a charge. It just kind of depends. But most of the time, or at least these virtual programs this winter, most of them are free.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Stacey, we're quickly running out of time here. We got to get over to news, but any other last thoughts or anything else you want to hit on real quick before we go?
No, like I say, I felt like I rambled a lot of dates and meetings off there. If you didn't get them, and if you're interested or you're kind of curious, just feel free to go to our website. On our website, there is a kind of a calendar over to the right there of events. Click on it. And we don't have all of those dates up there yet, but we will very, very soon, as in the next day or two. So feel free to click on that events tab or give us a call at the extension office, 628-9430.